Hello, brothers and sisters. I'm Sister Ann Shields, and welcome once more to Food for the Journey. Today, as we usually do, we look ahead to the readings for this Sunday, which is the 15th Sunday in Ordinary Time. The opening prayer for today's Mass is this: O God, who show the light of your truth to those who go astray, so that they may return to the right path, give all who for the faith they profess are accounted Christians, give to all of us as Christians the grace to reject whatever is contrary to the name of Christ, and to strive after all that it does honor, the name of Christ, what it honors and what it rejects. May we do the same. May we follow. May we be true disciples. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. And the first reading is taken from the prophet Isaiah, chapter 55, verses 10 and 11. Thus says the Lord, just as from the heavens the rain and the snow come down, and do not return there until they have watered the earth, making it fertile and fruitful, giving seed to the one who sows and bread to the one who eats, so shall my word be that goes forth from my mouth. My word shall not return to me void, but shall do my will, achieving the end for which I sent it. That's true, brothers and sisters. At the same time, it's always good to remember that God gave us free will. I can choose not to listen to the word of God. I can even choose to reject it to my peril, but I can do that. God wants his word to bear fruit. God wants his word to water the earth, making it fruitful. He wants to give us seed, the word of God be seed for us, so that we have bread to eat. God wants us to be fruitful. But the way in which we're fruitful is if we allow God's word. He can pour out in gracious mercy so many things on us. But if we're not willing to accept and say, well, I like this better, or I prefer this, and we tend more to the world's values, we lose an infinite inheritance. It's possible to lose it and to lose it all. So don't straddle, don't compromise. Are you a follower of Jesus Christ? Then follow him in thought, word, and deed, by his grace and power, not by your own. Make a clear choice. Every day we have to make it. As every day we're bombarded with those things that entice us to go in a different direction. Oh, just here, or just this little thing. Nothing's little when it comes to being a disciple of Christ. Psalm 65, the responsorial psalm, says, the seed that falls on good ground will yield a fruitful harvest. The seed that falls on good ground will yield a fruitful harvest. Are you good ground? That's the question. Are you good ground? God can pour out the seed of his word, the seed of the Eucharist. And I know I'm mixing metaphors here, but God can shower us with all the graces in the world, and we still have the power to reject it. We can turn away. The second reading is taken from Paul's letter to the Romans, chapter 8, verses 18 to 23. Brothers and sisters, I consider that the suffering of this present time are as nothing. I consider that the sufferings of this present time are as nothing. Hear that. Compared with the glory to be revealed for us. For creation awaits with eager expectation the revelation of the children of God. For creation was made subject to futility, not of its own accord, but because of the one who subjected it, in hope that creation itself would be set free from slavery to corruption and share in the glorious freedom of the children of God. God wants all of his creation, us first, but then all of his creation, be set free from slavery and share in the glorious freedom of the children of God. We know that all creation is groaning in labor pains even until now. And not only that, but we ourselves who have the first fruits of the Spirit, we also groan within ourselves as we wait for adoption, the redemption of our bodies. Really, brothers and sisters, your life, there's a certain way because we are created in the image and likeness of God that we always long for beauty and truth and goodness. But the world's values can corrupt us, and we end up settling for nothing that's no more than garbage, really. No more than garbage. In light of the kingdom of heaven. It can glitter. It can make you popular. It can satisfy your cravings right now. But it is not eternal. When you die, it dies. If you follow the world's values, you will die with the world. Follow the values of the kingdom. Life is yours for all eternity. I consider that the sufferings of this present time are as nothing compared with the glory to be revealed for us. For creation awaits with eager expectation the revelation of the children of God. For creation was made subject to futility, not of its own accord, but because of the one who subjected it, in hope that creation itself would be set free from slavery to corruption and share in the glorious freedom of the children of God. It's the glorious freedom of the children of God. That's what awaits us. Don't settle for anything less. And the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 13, verses 1 to 23. On that day, Jesus went out of the house and sat down by the sea. Such large crowds gathered around him that he got into a boat and sat down, and the whole crowd stood along the shore. And he spoke to them at length in parables, saying, a sower went out to sow, and as he sowed, some seed fell on the path, and birds came and ate it up. Some fell on rocky ground where it had little soil. It sprang up at once because the soil was not deep. And when the sun rose, it was scorched, and it withered for lack of roots. Some seed fell among thorns, and the thorns grew up and choked it. But some seed fell on rich soil and produced fruit, 100 or 60 or 30-fold. Whoever has ears ought to hear. So the question is the seed of God being sown on the good ground of our lives? Is our soil good? Is it rich and waiting and seeking and being obedient to God? The disciples approached him and said, why do you speak to them in parables? And he said to them in reply, because knowledge of the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven has been granted to you, but to them it has not been granted. He had to start with a group. He had to educate a group. He couldn't just say everything to everybody. Not right away. To anyone who has, more will be given, and he will grow rich. From anyone who has not, even what he has will be taken away. This is why I speak to them in parables, because they look but do not see, and hear but do not listen or understand. Brothers and sisters, sometimes that defines us. We look but we do not see, we hear but we do not listen or understand. Isaiah's prophecy is fulfilled in them, which says, you shall indeed hear, but not understand. You shall indeed look, but never see. Gross is the heart of this people. They will hardly hear with their ears. They have closed their eyes, lest they see with their eyes and hear with their ears and understand with their hearts and be converted, and I heal them. That's what God wants to do. Heal us. And what do we do? Oh, I go to Mass on Sunday. Yeah, well, I go to Mass every Sunday. Yep. is the soil of your heart tilled so that you really not only hear, but understand, that you take it in, that it affects your life, that it makes changes. It offers changes to you, the knowledge that you gain. Are you opening your heart to God? Jesus continues in the gospel, "Hear then the parable of the sower. The seed sown on the path is the one who hears the word of the kingdom without understanding it. And the evil one comes and steals away what was sown in his heart." So if you don't seek to understand, if you don't pray, if you don't read the scriptures, if you don't follow the Lord's commands, then the seed in your heart is not going to come to fruition. The seed sown on rocky ground is the one who hears the word and receives it at once with joy, but he has no roots, and he lasts only for a time. When some tribulation or persecution comes because of the word, he immediately falls away. The seed sown among thorns is the one who hears the word, but then worldly anxiety and the lure of riches choke the word, and it bears no fruit. But the seed sown on rich soil is the one who hears the word and understands it, who indeed bears fruit and yields 100 or 60 or 30-fold. Is your faith bearing fruit? Are you living your life in such a way that your priorities from faith are evident? Do not take this lightly, brothers and sisters. You don't want to stand before God saying, I didn't understand. It's here for you. The knowledge and the truth are here for you. Will you embrace it? And will you let your priorities get in line with the truth of the gospel? Don't straddle. That's what God is asking of us. It's not easy in the beginning, especially. It's not easy because we have to give up certain things. We have to make priorities out of other things that we're not accustomed to. But when we make those decisions and ask God's grace to help us, it is amazing what begins to happen in our lives. John Paul said this, "The seed fallen on fertile ground represents those who hear the word and understand it, and the word bears fruit in them." All of this magnificent parable that we just read speaks to us today as it spoke to the listeners of Jesus 2,000 years ago. Let us, this is John Paul now, let us become the fertile ground which receives the gospel and bears fruit. Let us become the fertile ground which receives the gospel and bears fruit. May God abundantly bless you. May he lead you. May he inspire you. I ask you, honestly, I ask you with all my heart that you would allow God to make the soil of your life rich and that it would bear fruit 100-fold. God bless you. For a free copy of my latest booklet, The Mercy of God and the Joy Repentance Brings, please call 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789, or go to renewalministries.net/FFJ. That's renewalministries.net/FFJ.